It's time for another Midweek Mini. I'm your host, Mary Ellen.
And I am your host, Joe. And this week we have a great question. And that question is, many of the top tier travel cards, you know, the ones with the big annual fees, come with priority pass lounge access. And the question is that benefit worth it? Should you be picking one of these high tier cards specifically for that benefit? So let's dig into that question because I love it. I am not a super lounge connoisseur. I've only just been to my first couple, but Priority Pass Lounge was one of them. So I have a few thoughts, but Mary Ellen, as the seasoned lounger in this duo, I'm gonna let you start.
Yeah, it's a great thing to think about. And for me, it was something that was drawing my interest to some of the top tier cards, right? When you go to airports a lot, you spend a ton of money on food. Lounge access doesn't just sound all fun and fancy, and that is one reason to want to have it, right? It's kind of special, but it also is very practical, and it can save a lot of money if you can get your whole family into a lounge. Mm-hmm. So when we're thinking about these high-level cards and the value that they bring to offset their annual fee, Priority Pass access is legitimately something to consider. How did you feel about, Joe, when you went to, I know you've been to the Priority Pass Lounge, the club at Dallas. We went in the same day, we went to a Capital One lounge in Dallas, and we also went to a club, which is part of the Priority Pass lounges. So tell me first a little bit about what were your initial thoughts there?
Right. So the club was the first lounge that I'd ever walked into. And it was a great thing that that was before Capital One, because otherwise, I mean, there's just no comparison. But it is a thrilling thing to have snacks and drinks and a nice area to sit that is not out in the main hustle and bustle of the airport. I mean, that is a win in my book. If people are not familiar with lounges and have never experienced one, it is so nice to have like a guaranteed place to charge your phone. And it's comfortable. True. You're not sitting on the floor squished up next to a bunch of people. And like the snacks were, you know, average, but I didn't pay for any food in the airport. And usually when you buy airport snacks, you are dropping a lot of money. I will eat mixed nuts and fruits and a coffee from the little cappuccino machine anytime. And it was actually a very good coffee. So
yeah, those
machines, I liked it.
They pack a punch, those little machines. They're pretty fun. My kids love if there's a hot chocolate option on the machines. That's all they need. Yeah. That's what they want in the lounge. So you went to both of them and you saw really the truth of it. Priority Pass lounges are typically domestically in the United States. They're not glamorous. I mean, they feel glamorous to get in, but ultimately, they're not all that fancy. I don't want to put them down, but I want to give you a realistic expectation of what they are. They're something. They are a couple free drinks, maybe, especially if you like to have a little cocktail or something before you fly, or a coffee or hot chocolate. So they're definitely something, but they are not super fancy. However, when you have a family, if you can get all the members of your family in, it absolutely is worth the money. So the card that I love the most that gives you Priority Pass access is the Capital One Venture X card. I love it. It used to come with no set limit on the number of guests that you could get into a Priority Pass lounge. That has really changed. Now it's two. You can bring two guests in. But that is the one card that I chose to make my spouse an authorized user. So between myself and him, we can actually get six people into a Priority Pass lounge. Our family only has five people, so it guarantees that when we travel, we can get all of us in. We just went to the Grand Hyatt Bahamar in the Bahamas, as people may know from our last episode. And so in the Bahamas, there was a lounge that having that Priority Pass membership got us access to. It was tiny. It did not have much, but you know what? We didn't spend a dime in that airport. I made my kids eat the little plain sandwiches in that lounge. And then in Atlanta, we went to the club at ATL. It is not hopping like any other club at ATL, but it has a couple food options. It's not the best, but we didn't spend a dime in that airport. It's almost a blessing and a curse because we definitely probably saved $100 on this one trip alone, on this one leg of the trip in the lounges. On the way there, we also went to the club lounge at BWI Airport. So that was three times we visited lounges on this trip. Maybe saved us $150. So when I think about the $395 Capital One Venture X annual fee, and on this one trip, I saved $150 by having lounge access, it really makes those annual fees less intimidating.
100%. I mean, and the great thing about that card that's a little bit different than a lot of the other cards that come with the access is the fact that it also gets you into the fancy schmancy lounges, which are not obviously accessible in many places yet, although it is coming. They're rolling out. But should we like take a second to talk about the opulence that is a Capital One lounge, even though this is technically about Priority so lounges?
Nice.
I mean,
so nice.
So the club is fancy compared to the rest of the airport, but not fancy compared to the Capital One Lounge, which is just next level. I mean, the food is to die for. There's a million options. They have the most gourmet, incredible drinks. Like, just the options are unbelievable. And oh, let's talk about the cookies.
I love that they have to-go food in the Capital One lounges. Those are just excellent. If you live in the Dallas area, Denver area, DC area, having a Capital One Venture X card, honestly, if you travel much at all, it's a no-brainer. Go for it. But for the sake of this episode and really thinking about the Priority Pass lounge access, there are some other cards that give it to you. And a lot of times you can bring in two guests, Chase Sapphire Reserve, the American Express Platinum card. The thing about a lot of these cards, the Business Platinum card from American Express, the Marriott Bonvoy Brilliant American Express, couple others, Hilton Honors Aspire card, excuse me. A lot of these other cards, maybe not all of them, but a lot of them do have a fee for adding an authorized user. But the Capital One Venture X card does not have a fee for adding an authorized user. So it just makes it so easy to have somebody in your family as an authorized user and get everybody in. It's also, of those cards mentioned, pretty much the lowest annual fee. So the cheapest one that is still going to get you into the Priority Pass lounges with all of that great access. So when you see these big annual fees, really think about, is there a Priority Pass lounge at an airport near you? Even if it's not super fancy, could it save you a lot of money?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think that is the important question. And really, I don't have lounges in St. Louis, but most of the places I go have a Priority Pass lounge. So I'm like this close to deciding to actually get a Venture X. I have not been a lover of that annual fee, but slowly converting over to the idea of all the value that that card has to bring. So
I'm convincing you a little bit at a time. I'm going to get
really
there.
100%.
I will say, it's almost a blessing and a curse, I think my family thinks now. Because we have that lounge access, I'm determined to use it where we can. Mm. But a lot of times, some of the fun, at least for me over the years, in going to an airport is getting the Auntie Anne's pretzels, is getting the fun food at the airport. Even though I know it costs a lot, I still want to get it. And now we are way less likely to get those things. So I hope that my family isn't mad that I now force them to eat in Priority Pass lounges instead of fun restaurants. But it is what it is, and it helps us save money. It should be noted, too, that internationally, the Priority Pass access can actually get you into some nicer lounges. So that's something to look into and think about if you have some international trips coming up. So domestically versus internationally, what Priority Pass access gets you looks a little different. So just keep all that in the back of your mind as you're considering what cards to get.
Do not forget, you guys, if you have a question, send it our way. Instagram, email, Facebook group, all the places. You can find them in the show notes. And we would love to take your questions and dig into more of these topics in our midweek mini episodes. Thanks for joining us today, and we will see you here next time.
Bye, guys.
If you enjoyed this show today, please consider writing us a review or clicking 5 stars wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please subscribe and follow along so that you never miss an episode.
You can follow the podcast on Instagram or YouTube at Wonderland on Points Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Family Travel for the Win with the number 4.
And you can find me on Instagram at Points to Wonderland.
If you're thinking about getting a new Travel Rewards credit card, consider using the links in our show notes. Using our links helps to support us and keep our podcast going so we can provide you with all the latest tips and tricks when it comes to traveling on points.
And if you aren't sure which card is right for you, shoot us an email at wonderlandonpoints@gmail.com, and we would be happy to walk you through a free card consultation. That's also a great place to send us all of your comments and questions. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you here next time.